So how could Pegray accuse her of sharing a vision of the hunting bird? Bayella thought about the question until they reached Savas's cabin, coming to a conclusion that could only be impossible, because she was a Honkin child. Pegray loaded them into the back of the wagon until it was full, everyone crouched tightly together. "I'll have to make 2 trips. The rest of you will stay inside the cabin until I return. I'll lock you in so everything looks normal. If anyone comes by, stay up against the front wall so they can't see you, and don't make a sound," Bayella translated, although she could see that some had already understood. Pegray unlocked the shiny new lock on the door of the cabin. He opened the door, and inside was inky blackness like the cave. For the Tenonkin, total darkness was an old experience, and they had no fear of it. Pegray motioned Bayella, her parents, and 2 others to enter the cabin. Inside, they sat down on the wooden floor, and the door closed behind them, the lock snapping shut an instant later. Bayella went to a window and looked outside. Pegray saw her face at the window, smiled and waved to her, and climbed into the wagon. She laughed at the gasps of surprise inside the cabin, the way the passengers in the wagon suddenly grasped each other in fear, and she wondered if they would enjoy the ride as much as she had the first time. The wagon pulled away quickly, and was soon lost from view, leaving them quiet in the darkness. Bayella continued to stand by the mica window, watching the dark shadows and silhouettes outside. A few minutes later, something appeared in her peripheral vision. She jerked her head towards it and saw nothing. Then it was there again, flickering on and off. She watched it steadily, as it wound its way down the hill through thick stands of trees, a string of small, dim lights, heading straight for the cabin.